For the nation's uninsured, there's several different plans to choose under the Affordable Care Act. And there's now a series of plans just for small businesses. But New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford reports, small businesses are not exactly rushing to sign up.
Not much has changed at Trenton's Home Rubber Company since the manufacturing of hoses and gaskets began here in 1885. And when Rich Balka bought the company in 1996, the company still paid 100% of his 40 workers' monthly health insurance premiums.
And when I bought the business, I continued to do that for a number of years.
But Balka can't afford to do that anymore. Since 2001, Home Rubber Company workers have had to pay a bigger portion of their monthly health insurance premium. So Balka says he's considering the Small Business Health Options Program, also called SHOP. It's the option for small businesses with fewer than 50 employees that's provided by President Obama's healthcare reforms.
I have been a huge fan of the Affordable Care Act from the beginning.
Balka's company is one of about 100,000 small businesses in New Jersey that have full-time workers and offer healthcare insurance. So his choice is now this: either keep his current small group plan, which continues to rise in cost, or he could consider plans for small businesses offered by the Affordable Care Act. Coverage there can range from $300 to $500 a month for a 27-year-old worker to $800 to $1,700 for a family. For now, Balka says he's renewing his current plan because the Obamacare options aren't tried and tested.
I don't think anybody really knows yet how this is going to shake out. Moving forward, I don't know.
The choice whether to renew for another year or opt into the online marketplace is vexing for many business owners, even those with just a few employees. Nancy Fennelly and her husband run NAI Fennelly in Princeton, a corporate real estate company. For now, they're sticking with their existing plan, despite bad news from their insurance broker.
The base premium went up 29%.
Fennelly says she may consider the Obamacare plans, but only after others try them.
There's just tremendous insecurity as to how those programs will work.
Small businesses aren't required to opt into the Affordable Care Act. There are some tax credits, but not as many as the ones offered to individuals. And unlike the individual market, small businesses are not required to use SHOP plans if they have health insurance. So New Jersey small businesses are not jumping into the SHOP market.
We're sort of in a state of flux right now where we just are probably going to be sitting for the next 12 months waiting to see which way this all washes out.
Fennelly says she and her employees may end up using the individual online marketplace. John Sarno, president of the Employers Association of New Jersey, says many small business owners are wary the new system will work.
There's some comparison shopping, but not much more than that.
Sarno says small businesses are heavily dependent on their insurance broker for advice, and he's not sure how much brokers are pushing the new online marketplace.
There may not be the option of the exchange fully discussed.
And brokers are hesitant to present this option to their clients, according to New York insurance broker Shir Sperano, because of the problems at the enrollment website healthcare.gov.
Actually, I'm really hoping that people stick with what they have right now and let the dust settle and then do it in a more organized fashion.
But there's no pressure on small businesses, unlike the individual markets. So Sperano is advising our clients in New York and New Jersey to comparison shop. Small businesses can check out the rates themselves at healthcare.gov. If they enroll by December 15th, coverage for their employees begins January 1st. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.